Can I talk too much on closing these installations? Now, you see the problem I have, but here's what I'm faced with. Now, I've got to get nominated, and I've got to get elected. And the railroad is going to be tearing me up for being a failure anyway. That is, if you whip me over the head, which I expect you will. But if I go to close in Philadelphia and Boston and San Francisco, and a good many of these other things, New York, I imagine Javits and Keating will be denouncing me every day. On the other hand, I don't see how, when McNamara says that not a human will lose a job, and not one of these installations needed, how I can veto it. Now, what's your reaction?
Well, Mr. President, you recall right after President Kennedy came in, they closed down 73. I believe it's 73. There was a little ripple of criticism, but it was forgotten in 6 months.
I know, but I'm right in the mouth of the gun. This is January.
Yes, I can see it. And the only thing I can see that could possibly have any political repercussions would be the Navy Yards. Those fellas have been on a pension there for 100 years, several thousand. Each one of them got 10 or 12,000 employees there that don't do much but get paid pretty well. And they can cause you trouble at those Navy Yards. I don't know. To do the expedient thing, I think perhaps I'd carry the Navy Yards on over after the election and let him close the others.
If you were president, you'd just probably close them off if he could make his statement stand up.
Yes, I think I would. I don't think it had as much as you think it would.
No.
If these people have got other jobs, that's where the rub comes. It's a job. Now where a city loses 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 federal employees, they've had a good chunk taken out of their buying power. But if he can assure you that these people haven't got any, are not going to lose any jobs, I think I'd go ahead and close them. But there is, of course, a certain sentimentality about these Navy Yards that might put them in a slightly different position. But I don't think it'd hurt you bad politically if you closed them all. I think the American people would welcome it. I think it'd probably get you more votes in the long run than it would lose you. Because you talk about these liberals now. You bringing the conservatives over now talking about this 100 cents a bag for every dollar spent. You hear it on all sides. People say, well, I'm glad we got a president up there to realize the value of a dollar. And it's meeting with general approval. And while it would cut both ways in some localities, over the nation as a whole, I think it would be applauded. And it would not cause any permanent running wounds, sores, if these people get jobs.
Thank you for me for now. I'll see you as soon as I can. I'm going ahead and prove I'm going to prove the math thing and tell him to get up there and discuss it with the committee chairman. And
there'll be a terrific funeral for a month or two. There was when they closed, when he closed those first ones, when he first came in down there. He closed several. So I think it's 70. I know it's over 60 something. I think it's 73.
Yeah, 83, I think.
Was it? Well, anyhow, and there was a great outcry for a few days, but after 3 weeks, I never heard a thing more about it.
Well, I think I'm going to approve this military assistance programming and go before your committee and tell them to go and get it straight with you. I'm going to approve the dinosaur cancellation and tell them to notify and clear it with you. I'm going to tell them to give some thought to the Navy Yards, and let's start letting it out to these folks and see how much pressure we get from the Philadelphia, Boston, San Francisco. I'm not much worried about it, but I looks like I'm backing off a pretty big chunk pretty quick in those three places.
The Navy Yards have some potential political danger, and for that reason I said you'd probably gain both ways to close the others. You get credit for the economy and not lose much on the closing of the stations. But the Navy Yards have a little deeper impact.
Thank you, my friend.
The dinosaur is going to cause some trouble up here.
Sir?
The dinosaur is going to cause some trouble. Well, there's a lot of people think that that McNamara is closing out everything that the Air Force had, the bomber, and then the Skyboat. And the dinosaur. But if you don't I think we'll have to get him up here, pull the committee, and get him to explain.
Well, Scoop Johnson will be the principal hellraiser on it.
Goldwater.
And Goldwater.
Goldwater and Scoop Jackson.
Yeah, and he's told that Cannon, too, said he said that...
Cannon will raise hell, all the Air Force boys.
He calls them lobbyists for the Air Force.
Well, the Air Force is taking 2-3 beatings, and they are getting pretty sore. I don't know the facts about the dinosaur. I did disagree with him on the bomber. I thought I knew enough about that to do it, but on the dinosaur, we perhaps can use that other instrument. I forget the name of it. There's another satellite that's similar to the dinosaur that can serve the same purpose.
All right. Now, if I were supposed to do it, would you be willing to come to breakfast on Tuesday morning if I could arrange a briefing? Like I told you about, a very brief one, not over 25 minutes.
I'm at your order, sir.
All right. Okay. Much obliged. Thank you.
You're the President of the United States.
Thank you, sir.
Waiting.